Welcome to what will be the last update for 2014. And as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which in themselves contain links should you wish to do further research. An announcement which was made on 3rd December is that Entrepreneurs Relief will no longer be available in relation to disposals of goodwill to a closed company where the individual remains a related party. This means that the gains on goodwill will potentially be taxable at the standard capital gains tax rates for the individual of 18 or 28%. However, I would imagine that if there's a transfer on incorporation, the taxpayer would still be allowed to defer the gain by electing for holdover in gifts or on incorporation relief if the consideration is wholly or mainly for shares. Also, from 3rd December, self-generated intangible assets relating to customer relationships, unregistered trademarks, and self-generated goodwill will no longer be a deductible amount in the corporation tax computation. On 8th December, HMRC launched a solicitor's tax campaign to encourage solicitors to disclose any errors in their tax return. This is of interest, not that I think that solicitors have been submitting incorrect tax returns, but if they had been submitting incorrect tax returns, a solicitor fell into the category of special category taxpayers like judges, former inspectors of taxes, barristers, advocates, lawyers and solicitors, all of whom face potential criminal prosecution in the event of submission of incorrect tax return. And what this campaign is offering is a fixed regime of a penalty of 20% of the tax due, even where the solicitor submitted an incorrect return knowing it showed less than the tax payable. Now, that might be very attractive to some solicitors, and provided that they haven't been engaging in criminal behaviour like empty fraud or money laundering, this might be an opportunity for the solicitor to come forward and make things right. Historically, I've seen solicitors' incorrect returns, which included understated work in progress, overstated provisions, incorrect claims for allowable interest, incorrect entertaining and private use adjustments, omitted other income such as interest or omitted gains, and indeed omitted other income from a minor source of income. But that list isn't exhaustive, and as I say, this might be an opportunity for a solicitor to get things right. From 1st January, there's an opportunity for employers to pay for private medical treatment up to £500, which, if it assists the employee in returning to work after a period of injury or ill health. On 16th December, the government announced a consultation on temporary workers' travel expenses, and this is because of concern that umbrella companies have been used to allow temporary workers an unfair advantage in claiming a deduction for their travel expenses to and from a place of temporary employment. It's a 26-page consultation and well worth the read if you've got clients who are agency workers and might be affected by the proposed changes. An interesting tax case was that of Mr. Amma, who was an optician, and he conducted business under the franchise of Dolland & Aitchison on the High Road in Wembley, London. He traded for about 10 years, but he actually ceased to trade on the 3rd of April 2009, when he had unrelieved losses of 15,838. And after a gap period of a couple of months, he set up continuing his professional activity as an optician, but providing locum services to other opticians. So his next tax return, he claimed loss relief being carried forward, arguing that his activity as an optician was the conduct of the same profession. So Mr. Amma's argument was that his activity was the conduct of his profession as an optician, and that he had provided or exercised that profession when he operated the franchise operation as well as his work as a locum, whereas HMRC argued that the activity was identified by the customer base and the Dolander Aitchison franchise had actually continued after he left. So the place where the customers were found were in fact quite different from where he conducted the locum activity, and therefore the loss was not available to carry forward because the trader profession had lost its identity and he conducted a different profession when he worked as a locum. Finally, I hope you all enjoy a restful festive break and a very happy, healthy and prosperous New Year. Thanks for listening.